Today's quote of the day for December 14th, eating words has never given me indigestion. That's Winston Churchill. So it's been just a little while since I last recorded a podcast. So much for trying to do this every day or once a week. You know, life is difficult when you have a couple little kids and, you know, just a busy schedule in general, and it's hard to make time for things that are entertaining and all that. But, you know, when I look back on all the things that have gone on since the beginning of September, it just flies by, you know. One of my favorite movie quotes is from Meet Joe Black, where Anthony Hopkins' character is celebrating his birthday. He looks around at the crowd that he's talking to, and he says, 65 years, don't they go by in a blink? I feel like that is happening so much more nowadays for me. But looking back at, we're going to start at September. September was a lot of fun. We got to travel and meet my brother-in-law and his wife. Went to St. Louis, took the kids around, went to some beautiful museums and parks and had a great time. The weather was fantastic. Finally, the summer has been torture. We had some friends get married and really excited for them. More and more weddings to come, I know for sure. One of the major exciting things is that my company, we actually, after more than a decade, we actually have built a new building. They've been talking about it for years. I've been there for a little over 16 years, and we actually started moving into the new building. So that's been super exciting. And we're, of course, moved in there, but I'll talk about that a little bit next month. We had a great time visiting with some friends. For September 11th, our family group in our church, we go to this fire station and drop off a lot of goodies for the firemen there and hang around and visit, and the kids get to climb around on the fire trucks. It was a blast, and of course they were just totally thrilled. I don't know if I remember actually ever getting to sit in a fire truck when I was a kid. I remember I was on the news, I think when I was like 8 years old, doing something similar. I don't know that they let me on the fire truck, but I was interviewed, so that was a highlight. We also did our first big adult ministry gathering. We did this big kickball game at one of the local parks, and it went off really well. We had a great time. It was ridiculously hot for the middle of September, but we had a great time nonetheless. There were a lot of flies, I do recall, but it was fun. We also took some time to go to a KU game and visited with some friends at our monthly wine club. We had a mixed reds evening, and I brought some Beaujolais, but I'm a big fan of the Gamay grapes. I've always liked them. It's not for everybody, but, you know, I did hear one time that everybody has such different taste because of subtle little things, like even the salinity in our mouths, right? Our saliva has a certain salinity. We're just used to it. We don't taste it, but it's different from everyone else. So while something may taste great to you, it will taste very different to someone else. And so no one's ever wrong. It's just what tastes good to you, right? Let's see, what else happened September? We did some running. We tried going to this Gary Gribble running group. And let me just say that I am not a runner. My wife is. I don't really enjoy running. Sorry, no offense to you runners out there. I just don't. I don't do well at it. I was a sprinter. I like sprinting. That's my kind of stuff. But long distance stuff, it's painful. I know that it's good exercise. It's just not for me. But hey, if you like it, great. I did intervals. I have learned since that there's been some research done to show that interval running is actually better for you, that you can run for a clip, take a walk, run for another clip, and you may be able to actually cover the same ground in the same amount of time, but it's just a little bit easier on your body. Maybe not, who knows? next time I go running, that's definitely the way that I'm going to do it, not just because that's about all I can do. I can get a mile and a half, and then I'm just burnt, and then I need to walk. But anyway, in other random news, I've been playing this game called Alto's Odyssey. It's the sequel to one called Alto's Adventure. I've also been playing the adventure mode, but Odyssey's the sequel. It's more of a, so the first one is like a snowboarding game. It's this endless downhill snowboard, which I'm not a skier or a snowboarder, although that sounds really fun. This game, it's super zen, super relaxing. Music's great, graphics are great. I really like it. The main thing that I've been doing with it is just trying to get through all the achievements, and I actually did them all in Alto's Odyssey. I got through every single level, did every single achievement, so I feel, like I accomplished something. Apparently, on Android, I actually completed on iOS, but on Android, I guess there's an achievement for doing everything without crashing more than 100 times, and yeah, I don't know how possible that is, but I'm going to give that a go. More on that later. So I was really excited to finish that. I've been working on that for a long time. If you've heard of, I don't know if you've heard about this thing. There's this app called 1 Second Every Day, and I think it started as like a Kickstarter and Indiegogo project. I kind of remember that, but I don't think that I backed it, but maybe I did. I don't know. Anyway, it's really kind of interesting. It essentially will kind of prod you to recording 1 second of your day, every single day, whether it's a video or just a photo. And it literally only shows 1 second of it. I think there's a mode where you can put two clips in there, so maybe it's 2 seconds. I don't know if it trims them down to 1 second. Anyway, 1 second every day. Really cool app. I like the idea of journaling. Journaling is very difficult for me, as we noticed, since my podcasting has not been super consistent. But this 1 second every day app is, it's really cool. And I've actually stuck with it. I go in and I pick a clip or two for every day, and it stitches all together. You can put comments on each of the picture. What I've been doing is uploading them to YouTube. So I've got a whole playlist of just my 1 second every day clips. And I'm not doing like, hundreds of 1 second clips. That sounds terribly dumb. But what I'll do is for the month, I'll take a month's worth of clips, 1 or 2 seconds every day. So most of my videos are right around a minute, and I'll publish the minute video to YouTube. So if you feel like checking those out, you can find me on YouTube, Joshua Talley. They're really fun. So I have been doing that. I took a trip to Houston, actually a couple of trips. One in September was just to do a little bit of work, and met up with a consultant there and my new boss and some other things. And it was just a quick little trip, a couple days away, but it was a good time, of course. And for the rest of September, just lots of adventures with the kids. We went to Deanna Rose. It's a like this children's farmstead, they call it. We can do petting zoos and some other stuff like that. I had never been. My wife's been there dozens of times with the kids, but it was actually really cool. If you're in the Kansas City area, you should check it out if you have young kids. We also geared up for Halloween, and I'll talk about that next month. But one thing that I did that I haven't done in a while is I made a couple of websites for a company, actually two companies. My dad talked with some guys down in central Kansas. They had a little trading post and they needed a website. And I do websites super cheap. I build on simple platforms, and I can get you a site up and running in half a day, and it's done. You can post to it, link it to other social channels. It'll be secure, really easy to post to it. You just send an email. I try to make it really simple and effective for a small business who they don't have the expertise or the time to figure it all out, but they just want something straightforward. They can post pictures, update their information. I do all that. I typically charge somewhere between $150 to $250, depending on the complexity. If you want to get into some e-commerce stuff and all that, that's a lot more complicated. It'll definitely take more than half a day. But if you're interested, you can check me out. I have a site on Squarespace, not even Squarespace, Square. And I'll put the link in the show notes here. So closing out September, that was the bulk of my activity. My one thing about the end of September for me is pretty significant for me personally. I was baptized as a Christian at the end of September in 1999, and I always kind of reflect every year on my spiritual growth and the challenges that I've overcome, the things that I've learned and the things that I haven't and still need to learn. And this year is 19 years, and it's been an interesting journey. And I'm coming up on the point where I've been a Christian for more than half my life. And I feel like this year has been more transformative for me spiritually than it has been in a long time. And I'm really grateful to God for that, for the people in my life that have helped me get this far, and for all the resources out there that have just made all the difference in the world. One of them in particular is the Bible Project. I think that has really, really helped me a ton this year. I'm very grateful for Tim and John and all the people on that project that worked to make things easy to digest and practical and simple and just really make the word come alive. So that was my September. I'll update you on the next couple months here in the next couple segments. Thanks for listening. October, such a monumental month in so many ways. So many things happened in October that I feel like I've just been waiting so long for. And it's been a great time. So to kick it off, first day of October, I moved into the new building for my office. If you don't know, I've been working for a company called Grundfos for the past 16 or so years, and I remember about a dozen years ago when Paul D. Ensign, who's the grandson of the founder, got up in front of the whole office at an employee meeting and told us that we had bought land about 5 minutes away from where we currently were, and that we were going to build a building. It's going to be our building. I'm not going to lease it anymore, and it's going to be Grundfos, so through and through, culture and looks and feel and all that stuff. And needless to say, it's been a bit of a process. Of course, we had the whole recession in that 2008 to 2012-ish area. Real estate wasn't great, and there were a lot of employees that were let go or people that moved on, and Paul himself actually moved to a different company altogether. Well, still in Grundfos, but different part of the world, and a lot of changes, right? So it's just been a long time coming. And over the last couple of years, they've really ramped up the conversation about the building. We were frequently shown plans and got feedback and got to vote on what kind of cabinets we wanted and all those things. So when October 1st came around and I actually drove to work in the new building, it was a monumental day for me. And there's actually a lady who's been working there probably definitely longer than me. I don't know. I think she's from the Kansas City area, but she's been joking about how she's not going to retire until she's had the chance to work in the new building. So I'm very curious to see how that's going for her. I know she loves it. I am wondering how much longer she's going to be there. We will certainly miss her when she goes because talk about a wealth of knowledge. So the new building is fantastic. It's gorgeous. Great view. Lots of light. I can see almost everyone in the building from where I stand. I have a standing desk. Very excited about that. And I did make the commitment. I said it aloud. I'll say it here again, that I'm going to stand at my desk until I retire. And that is absolutely my intent. I've been doing it. Sometimes during a Skype call, I'll steal a chair nearby and sit down. But for the most part, I stand when I'm working. And other people are noticing. But also, beginning of October, my daughter turned 2. She is a gorgeous, just joyful little girl. And although she has definitely been showing her age and the terrible twos have onset, she is a delight and we just enjoy her a ton. She's fantastic. And my wife's parents came and visited us for a few days from Maryland and we had a great time with them and got to go on some adventures, had the big birthday party, lots of pumpkin painting and carving and really getting into the fall season and Halloween and all that. And we just had a great time. And we got to enjoy some other adventures with neighbors and some of my son's friends who had birthday parties. I really like this time of year. I think some people really enjoy the summer, some people enjoy winter and spring, but I tell you what, I think fall's gotta be my favorite. It's always beautiful and the weather's great and yeah, it can be a little yucky and rainy, but I enjoy it a lot. Spring's good too with all the new growth and everything, but something about the fall, I really love it. So Halloween is definitely one of our favorite events. Over the years, I've done several contests, costume contests that I've won at work. We tend to really get into them. This year we had a lot of fun, and now that our daughter's a little bit older, we can kind of get into doing family costumes. So this year, we decided to go as the Incredibles, and it was really great because, of course, I was Mr. Incredible, my wife was Elastigirl, my son could totally pull off a Dash costume. My daughter, of course, is younger than my son, so we thought about dressing her up as Jack-Jack. But it didn't quite go over that well. We did think, though, that Violet, the older daughter, it would be perfect because if Violet was invisible but in her costume, then we could still pull it off as a family. But we just fudged that a little bit. Anyway, we had a great time. Halloween was fantastic. Usual, just fun things. The kids had got way too much candy, but they've been really good at dishing it out and sharing with lots of other people. I also got some tickets to go see Foo Fighters at the Sprint Center. Man, I have not seen them. Gosh, it's been at least 15 years, probably more like 17 or 18 since the last time I saw them. Great show. They brought a kid up on stage and got him playing the guitar, and he just shredded some Metallica songs. It was fantastic. Really, really great time. I was gonna go with my wife, but then she sent me a message back when I told her that I got the tickets. She's like, this isn't quite my kind of style. And when I was telling this to a coworker, his eyes just lit up, and he's like, oh my gosh. Could I go with you? I was like, yeah, absolutely. So he and I went and we just rocked out, had a great time with some other coworkers. It was a ton of fun. And Saban actually started his first soccer practice. We've been doing soccer practice for the last few weeks and it's Saturday mornings. Just what they call it, they're the junior kickers and the little kickers. I tell you what, he did not like it at first. It was just kicking and screaming, getting him to do anything with all the other kids. He just hated it for a while. And it's not that it was bad. It's crazy too because a couple of his really good friends were in it, and that was the whole agreement that He'd have his friends there. They'd go together. They'd play together. His friends totally got into it. They're a little bit older than he is by a few months. So I think there's, a slight difference in maturity there, but he just did not like it for the first few weeks. But about the, I think we paid for five sessions, four or five sessions a time. And about the third session, he kind of started to warm up to it. And the following week after that, really got into it and loved it, started doing all the exercises with everybody, and really has enjoyed it a lot. So we signed him up for two sessions. He stuck with the second one and really got into it. So I can see a lot more soccer in our future. But that's all right. I played soccer when I was a kid. I really liked it, except when we lost. I played in like a competitive league, and we weren't, I don't remember being that serious about it. So when we were in the competitive league, we kind of got our butts handed to us, and that wasn't so fun. So we went back to the rec league, and that was a little bit better. So for the rest of October, a lot of the same. I was really excited about the Pixel launch, the Made by Google event. And for you techies out there, you probably know what I'm talking about, but seriously, the Pixel 3 is one of the most leaked phones I've ever seen. We had pictures of it back in August, and they turned out to be totally accurate. It's kind of insane just how many leaks there were. But so I got the original Pixel. I've had actually all the original Pixels. I had the Pixel computer. What do they call it? The Chromebook Pixel. I got that from Google I/O in 2013. Loved that machine, and it was one of my favorite laptops by far. When it started getting a little older and I wanted to do something new and all that, I reluctantly sold it so I could get an iPad Air 2. I thought I might be able to do more with that. I ended up hating it because I felt like I spent all the time on it updating apps, and just didn't really use it as much as I thought. And so I ended up selling that too. But I ended up using the money to buy a couple of phones, that one for my mom and one for myself, just to kind of play around with, that I ended up actually giving to a friend for a while. And he later returned it, but I felt like I was doing a lot of people favors with that, and being a little bit more generous with the money that I had. But anyway, that's getting off the topic of the Pixels. So I actually also had the original Pixel phone. I knew that's the direction that Google needed to go, and I'm really glad they did. I feel like their first go at that kind of device with the original Pixel phone was actually really pretty solid. And I thought the camera was fantastic. The hardware was pretty good. I think it was a little behind iPhones at the time, so that was it was launched the same time as the iPhone 7. So iPhone 7, it's actually what I'm using to record this. Waterproof and pretty good camera, good hardware, etc. I think it definitely bested the Pixel in a lot of things, save for the camera. Apple's still getting a lot right, and but I think Google's definitely catching up little by little. So I got the Pixel phone, the original one, loved it, was on Project Fi already, and I really, really like that phone. I didn't like carrying around two phones, but I kind of made do. But then in August of 2017, I went to meet with my wife and kids at a park, and I had my work clothes on, so they brought me some clothes to change into. And so I went to a nearby grocery store, and I was changing in the bathroom, and I forgot that I had put my Pixel, and actually my work iPhone 6 at the time, in the shorts that they brought me. And as I set them on the back of the toilet in the stall, and as I pulled the shorts off the toilet to put them on, I watched both phones do this synchronized Olympic dive into the toilet. And it was clean water, but oh my gosh, having smartphones for like 7 years or 6 or 7 years up to that point, it was the first time I've ever done a toilet bath. And I lunged at them, I pulled them out immediately, turned them off, and started drying them off. It didn't help. They were dead. I tried the rice method. I took them to repair shops. They were dead. And so I didn't get insurance on the Pixel because of a glitch with the whole Google Store thing. That's a long story. And so therefore, I had a half paid for Pixel that did not work anymore. I was so bummed. But, easy come, easy go, right? So I paid off the Pixel and chalked it up as a loss, reflected on the time, enjoyed having it, but then I canceled my Project Fi account because I didn't want to pay for that anymore, and I just moved completely to my work iPhone for my phone. I use Google Voice, in the background to get personal texts and all that, so it worked out. I got this iPhone 7, so now I've had that for 2 years. I guess a little over a year. And it's fine. I'm just trying to be grateful and save a little money and do everything that I can, right? So when the Pixel 2 came out last year, I had just gotten the new iPhone 7. At that time it wasn't so new, but I looked at the Pixel 2 and I really wanted it so I could get back into the Pixels. I love the portrait mode on it. The camera is so much better, and I thought, oh man, but the design, the 2XL looked great, but I don't like big phones at all. I've tried. I just can't do it. So the Pixel 2, the original, like the smaller size, that's my size, right? And it stayed the same size as the original Pixel that I had, but the chin and the forehead on that phone, it's just not a great design. So I didn't get the Pixel 2. I said, I'm gonna hold off, save up my money, do something different, stick with the iPhone for a while. So the Pixel 3 comes out, and I know the camera's gonna be better. I'm hopeful that the design is gonna be better now that we've gotten all the leaks. Clearly it was better, but the Pixel 3 XL, that notch, I'm sorry. Notches are horrible. I'm not looking forward to when I have to upgrade my iPhone and I have to have a notch. I'm hoping that the next round, the notch will be gone. They'll do like the iPad and this'll just be screen. That's seriously, no more notches, people. Anyway, so the Pixel 3 is launched and the smaller one is just, it's gorgeous. That's a great looking phone. The camera's fantastic for pictures. But I saw a review by Supersaf on YouTube and I watched him record video with the Pixel 3 and the iPhone XS. And I couldn't believe the sound or the quality coming out of the Pixel. It was so bad. The stabilization was great, but the audio was awful and the picture wasn't nearly as good. The video on the iPhone XS is so much better. The dynamic range and the colors, it's just so different. And as much as I would like to get a new Pixel, stuff like that it gives me enough pause that I cannot justify spending $800 on the phone that isn't just wonderful. So I really wanted to get the Pixel 3 and even like the travel deal that they had. I almost got it, but after Black Friday and all that, we'll talk about that later, but I can't quite bring myself to get it. So now I'm just looking at finding a really ridiculously cheap Pixel 2, like on Swap or something, and Maybe I'll do that. Anyway, I've talked about pixels enough for now. I will talk more about them next month. But October, like I said, has been a great month. Tons of fun. Had some really good friends get married, and really looking forward to seeing them grow together. I've just enjoyed the whole month. Halloween was great. A lot of good church events. I'm just really enjoying the fall, and it's a serious upgrade from last year. October has just been a fantastic month, and I've enjoyed it a ton. Hopefully, you enjoyed listening to me tell you about my October. I promise not all of my podcasts are going to be this long. I like short and simple. I'm just, I've got a backlog. I got to get it out. So, thanks for sticking with me. I hope you stick around for the next one. See ya. Happy November, or at least that's what it was last month. Anyway, this was also a very interesting month. One of the things I'm most excited about, I'll tell you about at the end of this. We'll get there. So November, like I said, we came off a great, fun Halloween. And one of the, actually, I did forget to mention this. At the very end of November, we had a special guest at work. The CEO of Grundfos, a guy named Matt Snipper, came to visit, and we were able to host him for a day, and I actually got to present a project that I've been working on to him, and it went over really, really well. I was super excited. It couldn't have gone better, honestly, and it was just a great blessing to be able to talk with him about some of his vision for the company and how some of the work that I was doing fit into that. So super excited to have him, and it was a great opportunity. The project that I got to show, I also forgot to mention in my September segment, was the chatbot. For the last little less than a year, I've been working on helping to develop an AI-based chatbot for customer support. And technically, we launched it in September, my mom's birthday, and we unfortunately don't have a ton of users yet, so that's been a bit of a hiccup. But all the same, it's been a really interesting experience, and I feel like I've learned a ton about AI and machine learning and that sort of development, and also about my interest and involvement in it. But anyway, that was September and October, so now we are in November. And the fall is in full swing. It really comes down to a lot of time with the kids. We've had a blast doing stuff with them, going to Pet World and playing with the turtles and the snakes and all the other critters. Our Marina is just having a blast being two, and all the things that come along there. We've also been doing this really interesting series at church. Our new minister, Willie, has been doing this series about the kingdom of God. And it really lines up pretty well to what the Bible Project guys have been talking about, and Tim and some of his sermons. But the theme of it is Live Heaven Now. And he's been going through kind of the history of Israel and the kingdom and all that, and also kind of mapping out for us where we are in time according to the Bible. And there's a lot of different views, but he's got this great visual where he shows the present age and the age to come. Those are the kind of the two that are talked about in the scriptures. But then there's like this, there's this overlap between the two. And it's a great image because what bridges the two time periods is Jesus. It's when Jesus came, when he died, and then when he comes back. The idea is that the present age will end officially when Jesus comes back. But the age to come has already started, but it won't be really where it's supposed to be until after Jesus comes back. So we're in this interim period. Nobody knows how long it's going to last. Don't believe anybody who tells you that they can predict when it's going to happen, when, how long it's going to last, because they're lying to you. And but anyway, it's just a really interesting concept. But what he's trying to convey in these messages is that we can live like we're in heaven now by the way that we choose to go about our days and how we interact with people and the things that we choose to do. And it's really been a great reminder of the kinds of things that Jesus taught. And it's been a great inspiration. And I think a couple of weeks ago, he dropped this quote that I think has been probably one of the most profound statements for me, and kind of give me a really good, punch in the gut, heart check kind of thing. And he was talking about legalism and how legalism isn't being extreme or, having super strict rules or things like that. It's not so much about that as it is, it's knowing all the rules so that you can do the bare minimum to get past, whatever that edict is. And so let me say that again. It's knowing the minimum and doing just that, just so that you can get by and kind of just pass the threshold for being okay. And I started thinking about that, and I have definitely been in the camp where I've thought that legalism is more about the extreme, where you have these super strict rules and you're just kind of holding something over people's heads, like, oh, I don't ever say even, a word even close to a cuss word because that could be like a cuss word, things like that. I'm definitely a lot more lenient, but that's exactly what I'm getting at. My heart has been in a place where I haven't been on the extreme, but I've definitely been closer to the what can I get by with as a minimum. And that's not what I want my heart to be. I want my heart to be, I will do whatever it takes to love God with all of my heart and love people with all of my heart and be like Jesus with all of my heart. It's about the state of your heart and how you really want to convey the message of Jesus through your life, for me, for my life. So that's been one of those things where I've just had to really think about that for myself and look at how I act and what I choose to do. And it's been a challenge. And I see a lot of areas where I get angry very quickly or frustrated with my kids or my wife or something at work or someone at work. And I have to pause and think and consider whether I'm doing something with the right heart or if I'm just doing something to get by with the minimum. So, food for thought there. So the messages have been fantastic in November. You should totally go check them out. If you want to listen to them for podcasts, if you want to do it on Anchor, it's anchor.fm/freestatechurch, or you can check them out on YouTube. Just search for Free State Church and look at the Live Heaven Now series. You can find it also on Apple Podcasts and all that kind of stuff too. So November, continuing. Again, a lot of fun, enjoying the weather. I feel like we've just spent the bulk of November enjoying our kids. For me at work, it's been enjoying the new building and getting used to that. Really like it. We actually had some snow for the first time in a while, decent snow, but as with most fall in Kansas, it happens for a little bit and then it disappears. But the day that it really hit hard, I think it was like November 7th or 8th, something like that. We actually decided in advance to drive up to Omaha, Nebraska, so that we could visit the zoo with the kids, had a little outing. My wife had the day off, the kids had the day off from school, so we planned this outing, and it just There was a blizzard that came through. So it was, an interesting trip for sure. We got there without too much of an issue. It was a little, slick out and cold. But we stayed at a place called the Lead Lodge. Beautiful wood everywhere, big cathedral ceilings. There's a giant supporting log in the middle of our room. Just cool place. If you end up around Omaha, then you should totally check it out. The Lead Lodge wasn't actually in Omaha. It was pretty close, but it wasn't that far away. Really cool. But then that Friday, I think it was the 8th, we took the kids to the Omaha Zoo. That's actually the first time I've ever been there. Fortunately, most of the stuff was indoors, so we could hop from area to area and still be inside. Of course, all the outdoor exhibits were closed, so we avoided those and because the animals ran out. But we got to see penguins and seals and walrus and all kinds of sea creatures. They have like a desert exhibit, and we got to go inside that, and it was nice and toasty and warm, and felt weird wearing a sweater in the middle of the desert. Got to see some beautiful jellyfish. If you haven't been to the Omaha Zoo, I don't know if zoos are your thing or not, but it's really a well-done place, even in the middle of winter. I think it's definitely a place that we would go back to in the summertime, so we can check out more of it because it was really, really cool. But it was a great outing, and we made the drive back home that Friday evening. So it was a short trip with lots of driving, but overall it was very enjoyable, and we had a really good time. So it was a nice, memorable experience. So rest of November has been, just a lot of staying inside and avoiding cold weather, watching the kids enjoy the fall. Saban's still doing soccer practice and liking it. And I think we just had our last one. We're mid-December. I think we had it a couple weeks ago, but had a good time there. And a couple of friends got married, like I mentioned. That was super encouraging. And we had an interesting Thanksgiving this year as well. So the last several years we've hosted, and it's worked out well. We've done all kinds of different things for Thanksgiving. For me, my traditions have varied over the years. So when I was a little kid, we would go down to southeastern Kansas, where my dad's family was kind of mainly out of. And my grandma and grandpa lived down there, a few aunts and uncles and cousins. And my dad's part of a big family. He's like the 10th of 10. So a lot of people down there to visit. We used to go down there, and after my grandparents passed, we decided to shift things around a little bit. And we started going to my mom's side of the family. My aunt, who lives in Rolla, Missouri, really loves hosting. She's great at it. And we had cousins there that were the same age as me and my sister. So it was a great kind of family thing where I would tend to get lost on my dad's side because I didn't really have any cousins that were my age because my dad was the youngest. I was kind of the youngest. And I've got, what is it? First cousins once removed that were my age. But it never really worked out well with me and other kids my age, with my dad's family. But on my mom's side, my cousin Brian and Heather, they were very close in age. And so we kind of grew up together at that point and really got to know each other. But my cousin Brian has been MIA for the last few years, at least when we visited. The dude's super busy, but this year he was there and we got to catch up, and it was fantastic. It was really good to see him and get to kind of hear about all of his adventures over the last few years. Part of the reason is that my cousin Heather and her husband, he's in the military, she was formerly, and they are stationed outside of the country, so they could not join us. So it was nice to get the invite and spend some time with my aunt and uncle and my cousin Brian. Kids had a great time. We actually got to bring our dog too. She hasn't been out traveling in quite some time either. So it was nice to have the outing. And we just rented a minivan with my mom and sister and drove down there, had a blast. It was great. But of course, the end of Thanksgiving is the signal to begin the Christmas holidays, and we kind of get things going right about that time. Especially now that we've got the kids, and my wife loves putting up decorations and getting the tree. And we splurged a little and bought a fake tree this year. We bought real trees in the past few years, but they're messy. And I kind of don't like the idea of killing a tree just to stick it in our living room and let it die. So I do kind of like the idea of supporting continued biological growth, I guess, by getting a fake tree. But so we got the fake tree. It actually looks really good, and we're happy with it. And we had another incident happen where we got a Samsung dryer and washer, and let me just say that I am done with Samsung. I said it on Twitter, but I try to like Samsung products, but in all my experiences with them, this is what I find. Samsung products and some other companies similar to them, like LG, for example, they're like 90 to 95% fantastic. They've got great features. They've got, impeccable just hardware and really nice looking things and all that. They're, like these washer and the washer and dryer, they're the highest capacity you can get for the style. But it's the 5 to 10% that just drives me crazy. It's like they do so well at so much. Man, when they fail hard, or they fail often, and it's frustrating because it's like you have this expectation that it's just going to be magical and wonderful, the product's going to be super great, and then there's just this one little nagging thing that just doesn't seem to go away, and it just kind of ruins the experience, right? I could say the same for a lot of products, I imagine, but Samsung, you just can't quite get it right for me. My car is kind of the same way. It's a Hyundai. There's a trend here, but anyway. So the dryer breaks, and we've had this dryer for 4 years. The washer we bought them as a pair. The washer was involved in that recall a couple of years ago where they were like exploding. And the lids were flying off and destroying things and injuring people and all that. Yeah, we had one of those washers. Fortunately, it didn't actually hurt anyone. But with the repair guy that came over to look at it, he said that he went to someone's house where they had one of these washers, and the top of the washer was embedded in their ceiling because it had blown off with such force. So I'm glad we didn't have to go through that. But this dryer, fourth time in 4 years, this thing is broken. One time it was a belt, one time it was the pulley, like the supporting pulley wheel. And but this is the second time this has gone out. It's the idler pulley wheel. And posted some pictures of it on Twitter, but this thing, it looks like it melted. All it does is kind of it tensions the belt. So that it wraps around the drum sufficiently, it looks like it stopped and the belt melted it off. It's really kind of amazing how this worked. But before I really looked into the problem, we just kind of got frustrated with the whole thing. We're like, that's it. We're done with Samsung. We're getting a new dryer. And of course, if you get the new dryer, you got to get the new washer so they match, blah, blah, blah. So we had ordered a new set of Maytags from Home Depot, and then one of my buddies, coworkers, church friends, Kevin, he said, "You should just look up on YouTube what the problem is, and maybe you could fix it." And normally I do try to do those things. I think I was just so tired of it breaking that I neglected to do that. So I did. I looked it up on YouTube. The first video showed exactly what the problem was. I opened up the dryer, bam, it was that idler pulley wheel. And I thought, you know, the guy on the video fixed it with a Phillips screwdriver. So I thought, you know, I can do that. I'm a mechanical engineer. Surely I don't have a problem with this, right? So found the part on Amazon, ordered it, comes in 2 days later, 15 minutes, I fixed our dryer for $12. I did notice that the belt had a little notch in it, so probably gonna have to fix that sometime soon. And I think my father and I are gonna tackle that when he comes. But I was very proud of myself. We returned the washer and dryer that we got, although we just bought a new dishwasher for about the same amount of money, so we're still out a lot of money. But anyway, dryer's fixed. We had a nice outing to a laundromat for the first time in a long time. But after that experience with the kids and all that, and you know, $25+ worth of quarters, we were definitely ready for a new dryer. So I'm glad that's back in action. So November has been eventful. It's been a ton of fun, and we've learned a lot, grown a lot, grateful for all of it, and we've really enjoyed all the experiences we've had. So looking forward to all the adventures to come in December. Talk to you then. One last thing before I go. If you noticed that the audio was a little different on that last segment, here's why. I'm actually recording this from a purchase that I've been wanting to make for about a year. I don't usually get into the whole Black Friday, Cyber Monday thing, but sometimes it's pretty hard to resist, right? So this year, Google decided to discount the Pixelbook quite significantly. They had a pretty close sale earlier this summer, but like I said in an earlier segment, I was saving up my money for the Pixel 3. And after I built a couple of websites and did some descout missions and all that, I managed to earn enough to afford either a Pixel 3 or, you know, a severely discounted Pixelbook. Obviously, I got the Pixelbook. The price dropped down to $700, which is still a lot for a Chromebook, I will say, but after seeing all the reviews on it, it's been over a year and people are still talking about how awesome it is. You know, it kind of stuck on me, right? When Google announced the Pixel Slate in October, I was really excited for that, honestly. I thought, now here's what I can get behind. Finally, there's a tablet with Chrome OS, Android apps. It's got a camera, et cetera, et cetera. The thing with it, though, is that it's for the same performance, like almost the same hardware as a Pixelbook, it's $300 more. Or the tablet. And I kind of like having a keyboard. My wife is super annoyed every time I use her computer because she thinks that every time I use it, I put something else on it and it slows it down for her. So I've been eager to get my own computer that's mine. It's not my company's. It's not hers. It's mine. And so I've been looking at getting something like this for a while. So when they had the big discount, I had enough money, and with all the, you know, the kind of on the fence performance of the Pixel 3, I was like, you know, I can't quite sell myself on the Pixel 3, but I can definitely get behind a Pixelbook. So here we are. I'm recording using Anchor on the Pixelbook with my little lapel mic. It's super solid. I love it. It's the cheap version. It's the 128 gig i5 model, but you know what? It's plenty for what I need. So more to come there. And I decked it out with some dbrand skins. I'll show you. I'll maybe post a link in the show notes or something. But anyway, I really love it. It's a great device. Highly recommend it, especially if they go on sale again. Even if they don't, maybe consider the Pixel Slate as an alternative, but just, you know, without a keyboard. Anyway, on to December, and I'll talk to you soon. Can you believe it? It's December already. This time of year is always puzzling and good for reflection and perhaps panic in some people when they think that the year is almost over all again. It's weird. But here we are. It's December 14th. We're halfway through the year. And it's been great. 2018 has been one of the more challenging years of my life, I would have to say, just for personal reasons. It's been one of the more rewarding years of my life, for sure. Being a parent and some of the other just life events and some of the work things that have gone on, but it's been a very, very interesting year and lots of ups and downs, but I tell you what, it's been good overall, I think. Good for me and good for people in my life. But we're not done yet. We started off December. The kids had their school, you know, the end of semester kind of musical event. They have a guy that comes to their school and plays music every week, and they learn the songs. And I remember going to this exact event last year for our friend's daughter who was going to the school. At the time, we hadn't decided that our kids were going to be going to school because my wife was staying at home. So it was kind of an interesting situation to be on the other side of it with both of my kids being a part of it. So it was a lot of fun. They had a blast. You know, my daughter had to have my wife up on stage with her just to do anything. And my son did a decent job contributing. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. And like I said, we got our Christmas tree up. We're stoked for that. Continuing more on the Live the Kingdom Now or Live Heaven Now series at church, which has been really, really great. We had our church's annual Christmas banquet, and it was a ton of fun. I've got some fantastic videos of my son dancing. Man, was he getting into it. These are the kind of things that he's going to hate me for as a teenager, I'm sure. But really fun to see. And it was great being able to be there with the church family and just have a blast and look back on the year. One funny thing that happened there is one of our best friend's daughters is a budding teenager now. And I gave her my Snapchat spectacles to take some pictures and videos, and I figured she'd get some pretty candid shots and everything. And it was funny because when you have spectacles, the way they work is, you take the pictures whenever, and then when you're linked up to them with your phone, it'll tell you how many different shots you've taken to import. I have a picture that says you have 100 new snaps to import. I've never taken that many with those spectacles, but I heard that they wouldn't take more than like 70, but they did, and I had to weed through a bunch of really crummy ones, but there are also a lot of really funny ones. Many of this girl, singing along to rap songs and other things like that, but there were some really heartwarming ones. She went up to her dad and she said, I'm videoing you. And he said, oh yeah, well, video this. And he grabbed her hand and they started dancing. And that kind of quieted her down a bit. It was really, really sweet. Great banquet. Had a lot of fun. And got the dryer fixed, like I said, about last month. But I also mentioned that we made a couple of extra purchases. Because we didn't get the new washer and dryer, we got a new dishwasher. That's coming next week. We also got a new fridge. And our fridge has been with us since we got this house over 12 years ago. And it looked pretty old when we got it. So we've really been wanting to upgrade this thing for a long time. And I have a device hooked up to our circuit breakers here that shows me how much power is being used by all the different appliances and stuff here. And our old fridge was like clockwork. Every hour on the hour, it would start up, and you could just see the spike on this thing. And now that it's gone, I look at this other one, and it's definitely more efficient. It's got at least 30 watts better on our old fridge. So that's nice to see. It's much more efficient. It runs less frequently, and it's a little bit bigger, much better looking, hopefully just as reliable as the old one. It's one of those French door models, but it's got the freezer at the bottom, so hopefully it's just efficient in all the right ways. It also has the water dispenser on it, but it's inside. It's a GE, and I really like the water dispenser being on the inside, but you know, now having it for a week or so now, I do wish it had a sensor, because you got to push a button to start the water. I get why there's not a sensor on now, because probably when you shut the fridge door, it bumps into the thing, so it would pee all over itself. But I do wish you didn't have to push a button, because doing it two-handed is a little tough sometimes. But first world problems, right? It's a great fridge. Very happy. We also bought a new ottoman from IKEA. My wife's been eyeing for a while. We've just spent an incredible amount of money this month. And yeah, we're going to be paying for it for a while. But that's all right. We've got it. We can cover ourselves. It's life. Took our kids to the dentist for their appointments. My son has a cavity, or at least is forming one. So I'm like, great. This is not what I expected. I never had a cavity growing up. I don't know about my wife. I don't think she did, but this is one of those things where once the event happens, you can look back as a parent and see where you fell short. And I definitely did. You know, I didn't floss, help my son floss as much as we could have. Didn't really push brushing as often as we could have. And here we are with the fruits of our labor, or lack thereof, as it may be. Hopefully it doesn't grow too bad. We're going to be a little more diligent this time around. So one of the other things that the Google launched at their event in October was the Google Home Hub. And I don't know about you, if according to research, a third of households in the U.S. have a smart speaker in them, either an Amazon Echo or a Google Home of some sort. We have a lot. I just put in Google Home Minis in the kids' room because I have extra. And so we have one in each bedroom, the living room, and I feel like we have one more. Yeah, each bedroom, living in the kitchen, and that's it. So we got four. I love them. They're fantastic. I like the Google ones way better than Amazon's. I put a Dot in our living room, but we haven't used it yet. It's great for knowing when you have Amazon packages show up. Beyond that, it's kind of meh, personally. But I got this Google Home Hub, but I got it for cheap. I used Letgo. Some guy got one for his office party. He already had one, so he sold it to me for $60. Didn't come with the package and all that, but who cares, right? $60, it's normally $150. And I really like it. It's smaller than I expected, but it's not overly humongous. You know, I saw some of the other ones, I think LG or Lenovo, or somebody makes one that's like got a 10-inch screen on it. That seems a little big, but this seems pretty good size. I think probably the 7 or 8 inch is probably ideal for something like this. The speaker's not bad. It's a little clearer than the standard Google Home, Not as much bass, but it's got better clarity on it, a little higher end. You can, of course, equalize all that, but it's really nice being able to see your timers and, see your calendar events, see the album and the artist that's playing if you're listening to music. It really does make this whole smart speaker thing a little more practical for not a lot more money. I think for the price point, if they just hung that thing out at $100, they've got to really do well with it, because that's a really great price for something like this. This one doesn't have a camera on it, which I was kind of on the fence about. I don't mind having cameras in the house. I mean, we have Nest in our house here, but I do think it would be nice to do some video calling. The Facebook portal, on the other hand, I am not putting any sort of device made by Facebook in my house. I don't trust them anymore. That's a whole other discussion. But this, without a camera, I feel like there's, at least some boundaries that cannot be crossed there. I'm interested to see how my family takes to it. I wanted to put it in the kitchen, but one time when I asked my wife about it, she thought that it was a terrible idea and that we didn't need any more screens in front of the kids. Now, our kids are going to Montessori school, and they really kind of preach no screens, et cetera, for kids. We have severely limited their TV time. We rarely hand a smartphone over to them for them to play with. We just don't do a lot of screens with them anymore. I do think it has helped a lot. And I've noticed that when we do that, as in when we give screens to our kids, they get so absorbed in them way more than we do. It just completely sucks their brain out of their head. So I don't like the idea of that. And I really have embraced that Montessori mindset. Maybe not 100%, maybe I should. Maybe it's like the toothbrushing thing, but what have you. So anyway, we might still put it in the kitchen and just kind of limit their access to it, because I think you can set it up to where you disable YouTube for certain individuals. So like maybe I'm the only one that can activate YouTube videos on it and stuff like that. So anyway, I'll definitely be talking more about that later. Last week we went to this huge production of Silent Night. I went with a coworker who goes to the Church of the Resurrection in Kansas City. Holy cow, this place is like a stadium. I don't think I've ever been in a dedicated mega church like this. It was something else. And the production was great, the singing was fantastic. I did feel a little uncomfortable being around so much wealth, or at least money that had been spent on a static facility. I kind of have a hard time with that part of it, but it was beautiful. And they are doing some great things with their missions and everything. So I don't want to lose, all that part of it. But it was a great time visiting with my coworker and his family, and we've really hit it off, and I really enjoy having him as a friend. Lastly, we had an ugly sweater party at our friend's house last weekend. I will just say humbly, I won first place. Wasn't planning on it, but I did have a pretty obnoxious sweater. I'll just leave it at that. It was a great time. We had a good time with our friends, and it was fun. So we're up to the middle of December. There's still a lot of Christmas to be had, a lot of parties to go to, a lot of other things going on. So thanks for sticking with my update here. Definitely, if you are on Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube, all that, follow me there, chat me up. I like talking with people online, and hopefully I can carry on the conversation that we've started here. I know it's pretty one way here, so let's make it two way. Find me on Twitter, at Joshua Tally, Snapchat at Joshua Tally. Don't be weird or anything, but I'm happy to talk with you online, and just say hello. So thanks a lot for listening. Thanks for just going along with my my tech ramblings and ramblings about life, and just letting me share some of this stuff and listening to my journal. Hope you have a wonderful day. Hope to talk to you in the next one. See ya.